Well, as we continue on this Tuesday, January 27th, we catch up with a woman who said she was on the line with the White House, and this is one of the best excuses, and that we know for a fact she was on the line with the White House when we had her scheduled to be on with us, wasn't it, I think, yesterday, but she's with us right now. Boy, the White House, the Paul W. Smith Show, you're on all the great phone calls. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, welcome back.
Hello, Paul W., and I will say you are always one of the greatest phone calls for me in any day or week.
You're so kind, and you're so right. But anyway, there's so much going on, and I know you have strong opinions. You must be proud of the fact that our president actually reached out to the governor of Minnesota, the mayor of Minneapolis, trying to work together with them to clean up what has turned into a horrific mess.
Not sure those are the words I would use, Paul. It's time.
Those are what?
I want to see what's really... Look, we are where we are because people have been allowed to go on who have immediately called good people who, you know, a VA nurse, a woman that was just trying, a VA nurse, a male, that was trying to help somebody. Renee Good, who was just in community trying to help a neighbor. And it's been allowed to go on too long. And I am glad that people have spoken up and spoken out and that the White House recognizes that the country is watching in horror at these senseless murders, the chaos in Minneapolis. And I hope that we actually see ICE Leave Minneapolis, a de-escalation of what we are watching. So I've watched too much happen. I will not have any faith that we are going to find peace until I actually see some action that shows that is going to happen.
I'm sorry. You know, we talk a lot, and there's a lot of leeway when we speak, but I'm not going to give you a free pass on not seeing the role that both the governor and the mayor have played in inciting and causing the riot-like behavior of the people who fully didn't understand what ICE was doing, may not have liked the way ICE was doing it, and I didn't either, but you have to hold them accountable for the way they fired people up and incited these people to be pressing against these ICE agents, and especially by not allowing the local police to help handle matters of crowd control and everything else that ICE was never expected to handle or trained to handle. Like, we got to be fair about this. I expect that from anyone, but especially you.
Paul W., I'm going to tell you I'm being given a different set of facts, which you and I both know is happening too much right now. Local law enforcement knows what their job is. And there was a letter written to President Trump over the weekend from the national head of the Chiefs of Police organization saying that what's being done is endangering our local law enforcement. So I think it's complicated. I think both of us do agree that, watching the shooting of these two people is not okay, and we need to de-escalate what's happening in Minneapolis.
We do, and we need people who know what they're doing and don't shoot from the lip, which is unfortunately what Kristi Noem...
And I agree with that, too.
Kristi Noem made a fool of herself, which then makes a fool of everybody that she represents and all of us by speaking before she had any idea what really happened. And that's just unacceptable. But that was also the governor and the mayor both did that as well.
I'm not sure. I mean, they were horrified. You and I agree on Kristi Noem, and I have not agreed with Tom Homan over the years. But I will say this about him. When the first shooting occurred, he said, and he was the first person to say it, and it got rolled by everybody else. We need a transparent, independent investigation. And I am glad to see him going to Minnesota. I think he understands the seriousness and the gravity of what we've been watching. And I hope that he can build some trust with the governor and the mayor and local law enforcement, and we will see a de-escalation.
Well, President Barack Obama believed in Tom Homan enough to give him an award for the work he did for President Obama and the United States on immigrant control back then.
That's why I just said I was glad. While I disagreed with him, I think he's sending a person in who will try to restore some credit. Credibility is not the right word. We need to de-escalate it, period.
And that means we need everybody who helped escalate it.
We need it to de-escalate. I concur with you. I tell you, though, I'm going to send you an article from Cardinal Tobin, whose family, most of them are still here in Detroit. He's from Detroit. And as a Catholic girl, his words were very inspiring at a prayer on Sunday.
All right. Send it along.
Anything
else?
You know what
I
mean?
I know you will. I hope to God that the funding bill that has been now used as a hostage over the ICE situation but could close down the government again, I hope the Democrats are not going to follow through on that now that the president and others are making moves to fix whatever problems they might have been a part of and want to take care of.
There have got to be guardrails. It's got me, first of all, on the House side, we voted for all the other bills. I voted no on ICE because there were not guardrails in there on ICE. I hope that Senator Thune will let the rest of the bills go through, and there's a serious discussion on Homeland Security. But at the same time, I want to say this to you. We got to stop putting government employees in the midst of the issues are targeted at ICE. But our TSA workers who are incredible men and women that are at our airport and across the country are going to be caught in the middle again. There may be, it makes me want to cry. I am very, very worried. And I will say that to you. The Coast Guard, FEMA, when we've got disasters across the country, we got to figure out a way to do budget without getting very innocent people caught in the middle and not paid. Or nobody's going to want to go into government service, and that's not good. We got to remember public servants are doing good for us every single day.
U.S. Congresswoman of Michigan's 6th District, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Always a pleasure, Congresswoman. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul W.
1230 at WJR.